Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and Parler. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. So as 2020 came to a close, entertainment and news outlets began their usual, typical year-end review programs. What you didn't see was a recounting of the most obnoxious and egregious cases of liberal media bias of the year. I was looking for that. I kept waiting to see, CNN or somebody run that story, but nobody did, shockingly. Well, thanks to the team at Newsbusters, now you can. And we've shared a link to this, actually, on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But joining us now to present some of the most outrageous examples of media bias in 2020... and journalists fawning all over their liberal heroes and left-wing icons is Jeff Dickens, the Deputy News Director at the Media Research Center. Jeff, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show again, my friend. Hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, brother.
I did. Thank you for having me on again.
So, Jeff, 2020 had a plethora of choice moments, a plethora, to quote the Three Amigos, of choice moments of media sycophancy. You guys had a bunch to choose from, including, MSNBC's Donnie Deutsch gushing over Joe Biden, saying he's a perfect guy. You had CNN's Van Jones saying Joe Biden, Kamala Harris ticket represented hope reborn. I mean, they gave you a bunch to choose from, didn't they?
Yeah, we had to basically break it down into six categories. There was just there was a group of three of us who kind of sort of voted about what was the most obnoxious bias of the year, and we had playing politics with the pandemic, the media heroes, their icons attacking Team Trump. And his allies attacking Trump himself in very deranged ways, calling him a Hitler and whatnot.
Oh yeah, I remember
and
those.
And then of course we had a serious analysis. Where we had journalists saying the pandemic was actually good.
Yeah,
because it helped fight climate change. All the cars were stuck inside. And then of course we got celebrities and the Hollywood left going off as well.
Yeah, well, and one of my favorites was MSNBC's Brian Williams eulogizing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, calling her blessed with an extra type of divine righteousness. That was a great one. Seriously, I remember that one.
Yes. Yeah, we're not making this up, people. I know sounds like we're just – we got the video, we've got audio, it's the print, it's all there.
No, it's hilarious. Here's another one, Jeff. This is former Newsweek editor and MSNBC political historian and, of course, current Joe Biden speechwriter, John Meacham, on MSNBC's live election coverage back on November 7th, saying Biden saved the republic –
because the deficit of decency the deficit of hope, the ascendance of fear, the ascendance of selfishness that we have seen in this country will not totally end with any single election, but a single election can surely help. And what was on the ballot here was decency and democracy and empathy. And Joe Biden is particularly well-equipped for this moment.
He's particularly well-equipped. He goes on to say, Joe Biden saved the Republic. Tell me, Jeff, how does 47 years living off the taxpayers make Joe Biden particularly well-equipped? I'm just curious how that works.
Oh, yeah, I know. It really is. Say what you will about Donald Trump. I mean, at least this is someone that came from the private sector.
Right.
And actually had to face risks and loss and knowing how to, like, make budget and profit. And Congress and Joe Biden, they never make budget. They go over there just spending the kids and grandkids and great-grandkids money.
Well, and even though he was no longer president, another one I loved was, of course, you know, Barack Obama had to come into media coverage in 2020, especially with the election. This is another gem you guys found. This is Time magazine journalist and author Charlotte Alter back in February saying Barack Obama was such a transformative figure for people, he made voting into an act of love.
Why doesn't our generation vote in large numbers?
It's a great question. I think that it's because, first of all, millennial turnout did double in the 2018 midterms from 2014. So it's certainly going in the right direction. But one reason is that Barack Obama was such a transformative figure for people, and he was, for many people our age, their first president that they really got behind, and he made voting into an act of love.
I don't even know how to respond to that one, Jeff. You can take that one.
I have been at this. I have been following the liberal media even before I got to the MRC, but I've been I'm amazed that I can still be shocked, but they just seem to just talk themselves over and over again, and it's stunning to me. I mean, like you said, like they go from, you pointed out, like John Meekum went from MSNBC to becoming a speechwriter for Biden, and it just, like, no one blinks an eye.
Yeah, well, it's awfully convenient and good for his career, yeah. I'm sure. But
yeah,
an act of love.
But it's not clearly objective media here. It's just like you're literally a Democrat reporting on a Democrat.
Right. Yeah. The beauty of it is that they consider that journalism, quote unquote.
Right.
Journalism. Yeah. So I have to tell you, though, and I watched, you've got three different articles that you guys did, you know, kind of sectioning the three that I found so far. You may have more. But one of my favorites,
six of them.
Okay. So I've only watched half of it. I need to find the other links.
Yep.
But one of my favorites had to be back in May when, you know, all the riots and the lootings, excuse me, the peaceful protests were going on.
Right.
Don Lemon compared Antifa and BLM rioters to the founding fathers at the Boston Tea Party, all while CNN called the looting and rioting, quote, fiery but mostly peaceful protests.
Grand experiment. And let's not forget, if anyone is judging this, I'm not judging this. I'm just wondering what is going on, because we were supposed to figure out this experiment a long time ago. Our country was started because this is how the Boston Tea Party rioting. So do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is something that has never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that. This is how this country was started.
Right. So this is how the country was started, Jeff, by people looting shoes from stores on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, that might be one of the quotes of the year. I mean, just it was... Yeah, and I'll never get over it. These multiple networks did this thing where it's, oh, these are mostly peaceful protests. And one actually was standing, as you're saying, mostly peaceful protests. He was in the background. A building was literally on fire.
Right, yeah. Well, mostly. It just depends on your definition of most. It's like Bill Clinton. It all depends on what your definition of is.
Right, right.
Jeff, we posted a link to, I got to find the three other links, but we posted a link to your worst of 2020 analysis on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want to read more, want to watch some of these clips, they can find them at newsbusters.org. Correct, brother?
Correct. And you can find them also at GC Dickens if you want to give me a follow on Twitter.
Yes, they should. I follow you on Twitter. We're obviously with the stuff that happened this week on Wednesday up in Washington, D.C., they're going to have more of it, I'm sure. So thank you, brother. Thank you for keeping them honest. And now that we're going to have a Democrat-controlled Senate, I guarantee you're going to have more reporting to do. So keep them honest, my friend. Carry on the fight.
We'll try. Thank you.
That's just amazing. Why didn't they say any of that stuff on Wednesday? You know, why didn't they talk about mostly peaceful protests or patriots or the Boston Tea Party? Don Lemon had a lot to say about Wednesday. Trust me, he never equated Wednesday's activities to the Boston Tea Party. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll get an update on the pending lawsuit over whether the state of Kansas should have to pay businesses shut down by the government due to COVID. With Ryan Krieghauser, the attorney handling the case. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.